In episode 36 yesterday, we spoke about the uniqueness of the month of Iyar and how Iyar is a natural progression from the month of Nisan. Nisan is above the world, and the way we can receive the inspiration of the month of Nisan is only via the spirit of the month of Iyar. And while in Nisan we feel above the world, we transcend the reality, in Iyar our job is to bring that and make that part of our reality. And this is connected very much with how we feel now during the month of Nisan, under the inspiration of all the Yom Tovim and the special days. And when it comes to the month of Iyar, we need to make this real, practical, and tangible. Kids are heading back to school. Today's day and age, it's very difficult to run a home and a school simultaneously. Many mothers are finding it very, very difficult to run the various different schools and home duties all simultaneously. And the teachers are in a similar position too. They're running their home duties with no child care available for their children, while at the same time running the schools as well. And at this stage, we want to give them a tremendous yasher koyach for all the principals, teachers, and parents, and even the kids that are putting up with all of this. This is the reality of the month of Iyar that we're dealing with. It's a difficult reality. Schus is tremendous. Chazal tell us, and I'm talking now about the mothers, who are now a stronger part and parcel of the actual education that the children are going through. Chazal tell us, Hanenashe b'may kazachin, what is the special schus of women in the area of Limud HaTorah? Women have tremendous schusim. Nashim tzidkaniyos, the righteous women, are the ones that bring about the gula, the redemption. But what schus, what merit do they have in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, which is primarily a men's domain? And the Gemara says, the fact ba'kruya v'asnuya, the Natrin and Gavrayu, the fact that they wait for their husbands, for their children when they come back from Kol, when they come back from school. They take the kids onto the school bus. They help them to school and from school. They help them when they come back from school to discuss what they learned. This gives them a tremendous chus in the area of Limud HaTorah. Well, that's old news. Nowadays, they don't only chauffeur them to the school. Nowadays, they're there making sure the phone system, the Zoom system, whatever is working. Mommy, it is working. It's not working. They're printing out the sheets. They're really involved as an akedas habayis in the area of Limud HaTorah. As difficult as it is, this chus is tremendous. This avoid of the chodesh year to take the message of Nisan, to take the Nisan, which is a pein hazmanim, there is no school, and bring it into the home, into the gashmias, into the month of Iyar, where really things are simple, plain, gray, difficult, sometimes challenging, etc., is really the koyach that we have in the month of Iyar. And Iyar has a very special name. In Chazal, the month of Iyar is called, in the Torah, it's called Ziv. Ziv means ray, light, reflection. One of the explanations why the month of Iyar is called Ziv, because Ziv is only a reflection from the month of Nisan. It's not the real thing. It's what we receive from Nisan, how to make our lives meaningful in the month of Iyar. Rashi tells us the reason why the month of Iyar is called Ziv, because Zivsani Olam, the beautiful ones of the world, the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were all born in Nisan. So why is Iyar called Ziv if they were born in Nisan? And Rashi gives two interpretations. One of them is, as soon as the month of Iyar comes, we look back and we say, yes, they were born in Nisan. This Rashi is a very difficult Rashi to understand, very troubling for a lot of the commentaries. What does that mean? That because when it comes Iyar, we are aware that they were born in Nisan. Well, that's only a consequence of Nisan, that in Iyar we see what happened in Nisan. But don't we look at the main thing? The main thing is that they were actually born in Nisan. And the answer is no. The main thing is not the birth of the obvious Nisan. The main thing about Nisan, about Pesach, Beis Nisan, Yud Aleph Nisan, Yud Gimel Nisan, Erev Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach, the Seder, the Shvoich HaMosch, opening the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, Achron Shel Pesach, Sudas Mashiach, the main thing of all this Nisan and Pesach and liberation is what's going to happen in Iyar. When you come Iyar and you see, yes, the month of Nisan was a month of birth, when we see the chiddush, the novelty of Iyar, we find that they were already born in Nisan. We look back and we say, Nisan gave us the koyach to continue in Iyar. When we are doing our avodah now in Iyar, we're maintaining our emunah, we're maintaining our bitachon, we're maintaining our simcha despite all the challenges. We're not getting angry. We're making sure to increase in our avos Yisrael. Achdus Yisrael is a very lofty ideal when you're in a nissen state. When we have to deal with the bottom line, with money and COVID and financial issues and challenges, Achdus becomes very difficult. In Iyar, when you're dealing with the nitty gritty of life, we take the spirit of nissen. May Hashem help us to be zeicher to the true Iyar. Ani Hashem reif echa, take miyad mamish b'legula hamitzvah shlema.